Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at health and medical news. Air travel. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, more than 700 million passengers fly on U.S. and foreign airlines every year. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says air pollution levels from secondhand smoke directly outside designated smoking areas in airports are 5 times higher than levels in smoke-free airports, and the levels of secondhand smoke inside designated smoking areas, 23 times higher. The CDC reports that 5 of the 29 largest airports in the U.S. allow smoking in these designated areas. A CDC official says the report shows that these areas are not effective, and prohibiting smoking in all indoor areas is the only way to fully eliminate secondhand smoke in airports. And now, have you ever heard this? Oh, I'm just a casual smoker. I smoke when I drink. Well, if you're one of those people, you're at increased risk of having a hangover the next morning. That's according to a study from Brown University published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. Researchers found that college kids were more likely to have a hangover if they smoked when they drank, even if they didn't drink more than the kids who didn't smoke. They say this means there may be a direct effect of tobacco exposure on hangovers. And now let's talk about exposure to something else, whooping cough or pertussis. It continues to make headlines as the U.S. government is calling the latest outbreak the highest infection rate in 70 years. And while helping prevent the disease is in part up to medical experts, everyone can take some basic steps such as getting vaccinated and staying home when ill. Here's Dr. Gregory Polin.
We've got over 18,000 known cases of pertussis in the U.S. We've had about 10 deaths in the past year related to that. One of the considerations and concerns is that between 40 and 70% of these individuals who have gotten pertussis are up to date in their pertussis immunization. So it suggests that there are some other factors going on.
Now, here's some possibilities as to what's going on. Weakened immunity of the vaccine, possible vaccine-resistant strains, and lack of awareness of the need for the vaccine. So again, Dr. Polin says getting vaccinated is still key to prevention. And now moving on to news about post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and drug addiction. Research from Western University may open doors to better treatment. Researchers found that a common mechanism in the brain can control both traumatic memories, like those linked to PTSD, and good ones, such as those linked to addiction. And the researchers are looking to find ways to stop the recall of both types of memories. Now, the way a recall of these memories works is not well understood, but they say if they can figure out how to block them, they might be able to figure out treatments to suppress things that trigger the memories. This is published in the journal Neuropharmacology. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.